Conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
Well, I thought I'd tell you about what was really not a spectacular experience at all, but really a very sweet experience. Over the years, I've got quite involved with the interfaith movement, and I come from Ipswich, which is a market town, about 120,000 population, and it's the major town in Suffolk. And Suffolk is that bulge to the east of England, above the Thames, above London, pretty well opposite Holland and Denmark, that area. And it was very much an unspectacular town until the common market came about. And then the port of Ipswich, but particularly Felixstowe, became very much a dominant trading area nationally. Well, the interfaith really expanded quite fast, although there weren't that number of different faiths when we went up there. But they did it come in quite quickly in the 80s, because the whole town expanded like anything. It became very much an insurance centre, big offices left, right and centre. And it's only about an hour call from London. So, in fact, it was quite a good commuting area. And so we got quite a lot of Sikhs when we went up there. Not many Hindus, a number of Muslims, more and more Muslims have come in. But the interfaith setup that we have there, I would say, is probably one of the best in the UK. Not the biggest, but we get grants and we get all sorts of money given to us because we've put publications out to the police, to hospitals, how a Hindu should be treated when he dies, when you have a Muslim, how you should treat them. Very much a service to the community, but it's actually a resource. So in other words, we have the books of all the faiths and we give talks to schools, to evening class people, mature evening classes and colleges, and to actually Christians. They're quite keen to learn about other faiths too. And so I'm what they call one of their part-time tutors, and I talk about Hinduism and Buddhism. And they tend to like me to go out to schools, young schools, mainly primary schools, little children, 5 to 8, often, to hold an assembly. And I have really quite a collection now of all the paraphernalia that goes with Hinduism, many, many pictures of the cosmic gods, pictures of dancers, attractive, colourful bits and pieces that go with Hinduism. And the same with Buddhism. Many Buddhas, and one can always bribe children, you know, because you have a shrine and you have prasad or sanctified food on the shrine, and you tell them they'll be able to come up to the shrine and respectfully take this at the end. So usually you have no discipline problem. But actual fact, it's great fun, especially with the little ones. You can sing, you can dress them up in a sari and things like that. But this particular case, this school, they were a little bit older. They were in the 8 to 11-year-olds, a very nice age still, before the teenagers come in and then you've got problems because they tend to be a bit cynical and they don't this. Not all of them, but it tends to be a little bit like that. Anyway, I went to this school and I was running short of time. It was about an hour and a quarter away, and they wanted me to talk about Hinduism. Now, what is actually very lucky in this particular case was that the teacher had touched on Hinduism. She talked about one or two of the cosmic gods and one or two of the basic things. So they had some knowledge, in fact. And I remember arriving there. It was an hour and a quarter away. There'd been some snow or something like that. And I take a lot of stuff with me. I do a video of Indian dance and Indian wedding and this sort of thing. And immediately 5 or 6 young children came out. They were so good. They wanted to take this. They wanted to help this. They wanted to put this up. They lit the incense for me. They put up the pictures and statues of the cosmic gods and the maps to show where India was and where Hinduism was. And like that. I couldn't believe it. Luckily, I had a lot of sweets with me. And I gave them lots of sweets to bribe and thank him at the end. Well, the talk went pretty well. In fact, it was 2 talks, and normally, as I say, one takes an assembly, sometimes up to 200 people. Now, to keep the little ones active for that time, from stop them wriggling around, is really quite a headache. But this class was great because they'd had a little bit of a flavour of knowledge about Hinduism. And obviously there's enough there for them to seek more. Well, actual fact, as I say, you can have great fun, because one of the first things I tend to do is to say, well, now, have you had any problems with your homework? And always a handful of people say, yes, it's terrible, mistress terrible, what have you. So I recommend certain cosmic gods that they could pray to that would help them, Ganesh and people like that. And someone could go along that line. And any birthdays, you immediately get a great big garland and give them a garland for the birthday and things like that. So it goes pretty well. But really, it wasn't so much the interest, which was way above average, and the stories that one could tell of Ganesh and the other cosmic gods and what they did and how they represented the divine and so on. But it was really actually the children themselves, the response from the children. Anyway, when I left, we had prasad, and that is the actual going up to a shrine. And on the shrine, you'd have, sometimes, you know, a shrine in Hinduism is just one particular deity that family or that individual may be related to, or sometimes actually just a loved one. In other words, someone who departed, and therefore the actual living relative would pray to the soul. but often it's actually that coupled with a number of deities, not just their particular deity, but a whole lot of deities. And often you get a Krishna, an avatar like Krishna there. And actually, of course, I really touched on, I haven't mentioned Buddhism here, but Hinduism is very smart, because actually, if there's another religion coming along, it actually encompasses it. It takes it over, not takes it over in a nasty sense, but incorporates it within itself. As far as Hinduism is concerned, all roads lead to God, the highest. And so if you get Christianity coming along or Buddhism coming along, they say, yes, no problem at all. Fine. Of course they're going to get to God that way. And in fact, I remember at Cambridge, I went to one of the Hindu centres there. It was one of these centres. It's a library that had been taken over by the Hindus, a meeting place for them. And we used to hire it up for our various functions, meditations and things like that. And there's a great big poster up there, and it had our saints. And at the top, there's Krishna, Aurobindo, Vivekananda, all the regular saints you'd expect in Hinduism. But there was Jesus, and there was the Buddha. As far as I was concerned, these were the top-rate spiritual people, and they were theirs. So Hinduism, there's a lot to talk about. And so, as I say, I talked a lot about the stories and things, but it wasn't so much actually the taking, the response of the children was so sweet and so nice, but it was afterwards. I got the best part of a dozen letters saying how nice it was, how cosmic gods really came to life and things like that. First time I'd have that. So there we are. Hinduism in a Christian school can work very well.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.